Good morning.
My name is Tracy Lightfoot, and I am owner and broker at Lightfoot Youngblood Investment Real Estate. I do represent Beth Hammonds in the condition in the process that we're here today. And do you have the slideshow from last week?
I do.
Thank you. So I'll make this short because many people can attest and speak to Beth's character. She has a servant's heart. I must say that this community in Taney County, she is full of community, making sure her neighbors are happy, her guests, and she will work all hours of the night to, if there was an issue, just to make sure that it was right and that somebody was happy. She loves our community so much that she actually, her and her family move here. They live in Branson, and they have a home. Beth has been in this business for 17 years of bringing business to Taney County and the Ozarks, quality clientele, because that's the product she specializes in. She wants to make sure she stands apart. And her approach for her personal homes has been purchasing properties on acreage. This home here, this is the Reinhardt home that was approved for vacation rental about 9 years ago. And it backs up to a community, Hidden Meadows. And I'm sure, I believe there's a letter about one of the homeowners that lives behind where they have not had any issues with Beth or her guest since. One thing I also want to mention is the road going into Reinhardt Road is about the same in regards to traffic and size in regards to rural, because I know that was also a concern of a couple of the neighbors who spoke last week. I also would like to mention the longevity. I'm going to purchase a property, turning it into a nightly rental, and then flipping it. She's owned all of these homes for 7+ years, the 5 that she's owned, because she wants to build a legacy for her family and something that she can continue on with and be proud of to offer to her guests that are primarily repeat clientele. Could we flip into the next slide? Thank you. And we can go into the next one. So the property sits back off the road 195 feet. Neighboring homes sit off the property lines on each side with a lot of wooded acreage for sound buffer. And then you have about 7,000 acres to the south that borders the property. Next slide. There's 3-car garage, a long driveway with a large parking pad in addition to what you see here. And this is just another view as you come in the driveway, how it rounds about, and you can see the buffer that you have from the streets, which it offers privacy, seclusion. It's also serviced by a private well and septic system. This is the same view that you all have that was presented. And then I wanted to mention at the end of Fruit Farm Road, and I went ahead and drove out there as well to see what kind of activity was happening. At the end of Fruit Farm Road in the red, as you all are very well aware, that's NR1 zoning. I think it's SMBZ. That entity came in 2022 and had all of the lots in red rezoned from R1 to NR1. And you do have, as you can see, very not very clear, but you can see a few residents in there that are already there that are single family. And I do believe that there were additional permits that have been pulled for building already. And then you also have one home that has been built, and there are some foundations out there, but I didn't see any sticks in the air. Also, as Beth mentioned, she went from 38 acres to 3.99 acres because she wanted to make sure there was peace of mind to the neighbors that there was not a big resort that was going to be going in across the street, and that, you know, she could provide them some sense of security and guarantee of her word of what she's asking for. Lower traffic from the current, as mentioned, and I'm sure Dave Jones, when he comes up, he has a presentation to show the size of groups that come. The home's 6 bedrooms, 3-car garage with just a little over 7,700 square feet. I wanted to mention that an average, nightly average for a 6-bedroom, I specialize in assisting with successful developments and also individuals with nightly rentals. So I crunch these numbers a lot. A 6-bedroom home has a 180-night average stay out of 365 nights a year. Beth's average stay is about 5 to 8 nights, and I wanted to break that down for everybody because that's only 36 stays for 1 year, and that's based off of a 5-night stay, okay, versus 365 days a year when you purchase a home, you never know who your neighbor's going to be. If they rent it out on a corporate rental, midterm rentals these days are very popular where they can do 30 days or more. You don't know who's signing up and is going to be staying there for 365 days a year. I just wanted to point out that 36 stays for 1 year is, you know, quite a bit less. And that is pretty much all I have for you today. I just wanted to point out some pointers and information about the home in Beth. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do you have any questions? Okay. Next person, please.
Hello, I'm Ivy Jones. I'm the owner of the home, 1098 Fruit Farm Road. Out of all the letters and emails that we've received supporting us of the rezoning, I'm going to read out 2 emails that we received from some individuals that are agreeing with what we're trying to do here. This is from Chris Meyer. Dear County Commissioners, last Monday night I attended the Taney County Planning and Zoning Meeting hearing meeting. While I was there to listen to a different hearing, the first hearing was related to Dave Jones. After listening to all the comments, I got up briefly and spoke, even though I had no intention of going to the public hearing for this very item. It is now my understanding that the zoning request will now come before the county commissioners. After observing this public hearing and hearing the information from both sides, I believe that the commission should give strong weight to Dave Jones' request to change his home to a nightly rental. I have listed the reasons below. Today, my parents live in Hidden Meadows, located off Reinhardt Road. One of the other houses that was mentioned that has been converted from a home to a nightly rental is on Reinhardt Road, and it's the same owner that would buy Dave Jones' house. The piece of property backs up to Hidden Meadows, which is a very nice subdivision. I have been past this house numerous times going to visit my parents in Hidden Meadows. I have not seen any issue or heard of any issues as it relates to the people in the subdivision. This helps testify to the quality of operation that the new buyer of Dave Jones' house runs. I talked with the homeowner at church today to verify if my thoughts were correct. This person's home and land touches the vacation rental property on Reinhardt Road. I asked him if the quality of life has been diminished or has any problems. He stated he had no issues and the owner was great. Another item that was often brought up was to do with traffic. Roads are made for people to drive on. If one house is one such a concern, then nothing else should be built on this road, and those who oppose this should come every time someone wants to build. When you look at the person trips going to a home, I would venture to guess that if someone is living in the home daily, there will be more trips on the road than a vacation rental. Vacation rentals and hotels are not occupied every day. The average annual occupancy is probably around 50 to 60%. Those concerned about traffic would likely see less traffic because the home is not occupied daily. People aren't going to and from work. I'm guessing this road is adequate to handle the rezoning of one house from residential to a nightly rental. It also appeared to me that the applicant had modified their request to keep the property around the home agricultural. This keeps it from being a resort, provides a buffer, and I think it's a fair, balanced approach. If they wanted to change it, they would have to come back in planning and zoning. The new owner also stated that they have no plans to have any additional vacation rentals. More than anything, people are often dealing with the fear of the unknown, and this is understandable. However, this house doesn't sit on the road, isn't in this subdivision, and has the right to the public roads just like everyone else does. Our area is based on conservative values, and that also means trying to minimize government overreach and interference. I would suggest that you allow Mr. Jones to sell his real estate and move on. I believe David Jones took a proactive approach with his neighbors, as 98% of them did not show up, and the applicants also worked hard to make this request balanced and fair. I would encourage the commission officers to override Taney County Planning and Zoning Board's recommendation and approve his request, if it makes sense based on what I observed from what I know. Thanks for allowing me to share thoughts, and that was from Chris Meyer. And then I've got a little short one here from somebody who lives down on Fruit Farm Road, Leanne Gower. My name is Leanne Gower. I've lived on Fruit Farm Road my entire life for 50 years. I'm aware of our neighbors, Dave Jones, trying to sell his home and 30-plus acres, and the new owners hoping to use his home as a nightly rental. They have been turned down by the Planning and Zoning Department and feel this is a failure on the part of our county. The neighbors complaining about traffic and the type of people this may bring have no clue about how an obvious rental like this works. First of all, traffic will be less. A rental is not going to be rented out 100% of the time. It will take the right family to need a rental of this size. Someone against the rezoning mentioned the type of people that will bring to Fruit Farm Road. The home in question is a very large, nice home, and not just your Tom, Dick, and Harry can afford a rental like this. We often take vacations with my entire family, 15 or more of us sometimes, and to rent a home large enough to accommodate us is not cheap. Once we find a home, I guarantee it's well vetted by the owner on who stays there, and as tenants are certainly not going to cause issues. From the research I've done, the person trying to purchase his home has other properties like this and never had any issues, and the vacationers who stay there. This home is not in an HOA, and you have to be looking to see the home or how many cars are there across the street. I just can't find any validity to the complaints by neighbors across the street of this home. When I was growing up here on Fruit Farm Road, I was the first house on the left. I'm 2 miles down from Highway 65. Today, there's probably 30 or more houses before you get to my home. It's called growth. It's what our county is doing, and the sale of a home to be used as a rental property is just that, growth for our county. It brings people here to spend their money and enjoy the Ozarks. I'm asking you please to consider the Joneses family to rezone their property as they can sell their home. Thank you, Leanne Gower. And then I think I'm going to do a slideshow. There's pictures that are on there. As being the homeowner, been there for the last 9 years, we have enjoyed this home, and I have put up some pictures here. It kind of gives you an idea of how many people we have in our home that have enjoyed our area for the past 9 years. As you can see, even holidays, I mean, there's 56 guests here in this picture, just showing that we've bring all these people here to enjoy that. I think there's more. As you know, we have Famous Dave's. We do tons of caterings. You see the Famous Dave's catering truck there. So we're always supplying the home for people to work there and help and stay needed, especially if the weather's bad too. But that just shows that, of course, there's always people there. My kids have been blessed. We've been blessed to have our kids over for baseball staff,